It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, September 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The White House has some new top techies. Chief Technology Officer Todd Park is stepping down and headed to Silicon Valley to be an administration advisor. His replacement? Google executive Megan Smith. Her deputy CTO, Alexander McGillivray, is another addition to the administration. Lucky for us, we know a guy who knows both of these people, Professor Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard.
Megan is a geek in the best sense of the word. This is somebody who loves tinkering. And I think at this time in our history, that's a good thing. Alex McGillivray was a student of mine many years ago at Harvard Law School. He's also made a mark as somebody extremely concerned with free speech and with how to maintain very strong norms and rules about free speech, even when it might be painful or difficult. I think those skills will serve him and the American public well in his deputy role.
Zittrain says, by the way, as a student, McGillivray was a voracious coder. Of course, the perfect code to cut through Washington bureaucracy remains elusive. Another government and Google-related headline worth mentioning today, the company has agreed to refund $19 million in a settlement with the FTC regarding in-app purchases made by kids without their parents' knowledge. The tech giant also says it'll adjust billing practices to give parents better control. All this week, we've been looking at how technology is changing the way we read. We've talked with reporters, academics, authors, and librarians. But one of the ways we love to learn about technology is from you guys. We got an email this week from an eye doctor in upstate New York. His patients suffer from a variety of issues that interfere directly with their ability to read. And over the last 5 years, he's been building an app called Spotlight Text. Dr. Howard Kaplan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Spotlight Text, how does this work?
Once you make text digital, you can kind of make it do what you want it to do. And Spotlight Text changes the text to adapt to the reader. So the text actually can move. The font size can get extremely large, much larger than what's commercially available. And it can even talk.
And that matches different eye issues people might have?
Correct. Let's take a disease like retinitis pigmentosa, which creates tunnel vision. In the app, we actually stream the text in only one line. So a book is reduced entirely to one line, and that text just streams through this tiny little tunnel of vision, and it makes it much easier for these patients to read.
Do you feel like the digital space has really opened things up for some of the kind of patients that you have?
Absolutely. The revolution in e-books really can hopefully fulfill the promise of universal access, and that's what I was trying to do with the app. A patient that I operated on when they were a premature baby, I ended up operating on the grandfather 10 years later, and I showed the mother of the baby, who's no longer a baby, who's now 10 years old, the app, and his vision was limited because of his prematurity, but with the app, he was able to read Harry Potter, and I was pretty excited by that.
Dr. Howard Kaplan is a retina specialist, and he built the Spotlight Text app. Doctor, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. My guest, the one and only Stephanie Humphrey, tech writer for Ebony.com. Stephanie, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
95% of all taxi trips
are taken by a single person?
This is an excellent guess. There are an average of 300 new taxi trips every minute here in New York City. This week, researchers announced that a real-time algorithm could lower that number. Up to 95% of all rides could be shared if you had a system set up to optimize trips. How do you feel about sharing a cab with somebody? What do you think?
A stranger. It's tough. It's tough.
All right. What do you got?
3 days.
3 days it took for Apple to officially respond to the release of compromising photos and or videos of celebrities?
You sounded really, really confident and authoritative with that. But my 3 days was the number of days you actually have to wait to enable two-step verification in iCloud.
I wonder how many people right now are like on day two of that waiting period.
And praying that they don't get hacked in the next 24 hours.
Okay, 360 degrees.
That sounds like some sort of camera.
It's actually the Moto 360 and also the new watch from LG. These are round smartwatches. They're breaking the mold.
I like it. I just saw a smartwatch that was specifically for women, quote unquote, that was like $1,000.
Oh,
man. It had snakeskin and Swarovski crystals and all that good stuff.
Were you into it?
No. I think I'll pass. I'm still not, I think, Dick Tracy qualified.
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for the Dick Tracy watch. All right, what do you got?
September 10th.
Oh, wait, does this have to do with the internet slowdown?
Yes, you are correct. There is another net neutrality protest coming up. Kickstarter and Foursquare and Etsy will be adding little circles of death, basically, on their homepage to show you what it might look like if other companies get faster lanes on the internet.
What do you think? Does that sound like an effective way to get people to call the FCC?
If you do actually go on these sites and you see that little spinning wheel and take the few minutes to read why it's there, I think some people will respond.
All right. Well, we should leave it there. Stephanie Humphrey is a tech writer for Ebony.com. Stephanie, thanks so much for playing along.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Don't forget, there's a Silicon Tally just for listeners at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.